Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your host, Salsa.
Matt.
And Jenna.
And we are joined this week by...
Pint.
Okay, cool.
We're joined by the pretty.
And reluctant.
Pie? I'll be speaking for the pie tonight.
We're joined by the
pie. There is pie in front of you.
Yeah,
the
I believe it's
of the pie.
Exactly? I believe it's blueberry and apple?
What do you mean, how does that work?
Well, I honestly don't know how to break it down more for you. That's like when people come to work and they're like, would you like that on a regular multigrain or flatbread? And they go, what's flatbread? I'm like, flatbread is like a base ingredient.
This is literally not like that at all.
It's this really puffy pastry, you dumb shit.
Anyway.
It's pie. What more do you need to know?
Nothing, I guess. Turns out pie is a shortcut to hating salsa. I love this.
I'm okay with this. It's goddamn pie day. Anyway. We talked about it ad nauseum last week.
Did you?
Yes.
Wow.
I think most of our listeners were nauseated.
Did everybody but me get pie at work?
I got pie.
You got pie?
I worked from home today, so no pie.
So, pie?
I did not receive pie from other people.
I saw salsa got pie.
But, here was the challenge for
but
me.
Did you
because
eat pie, I guess.
Here's the thing. Question. It's pie day. But it's also Taco Tuesday.
Oh, shit.
Does this...
Taco pie?
Oh, do we have the conundrum now?
I ordered a taco pizza from Taco.
Boom!
I mean, but
suck
I mean...
it.
Okay.
Did you also have a margarita with
this? This gets into the whole thing of like...
I did not have a margarita.
Okay. See, this gets into the whole thing of like, is a taco a sandwich?
That's... what?
Is a taco a sandwich?
No.
Why not?
I feel like we've had this debate before.
Many people have. This is
we have.
This is like a chicken or egg type debate.
I feel that it is not a sandwich because sandwich is two pieces of shit.
Right? See? It's more complex than you think. It's the same thing as... And you can close your mic, by the way.
No, I live far away. No. But there's pie. Like, I don't want to be in the... Well, shit, son.
You can shift the chair.
Yeah.
Over. I don't...
But no, but here's the
look,
thing.
This like, is all
no,
just
there
starting,
are things
really.
That seem very obvious on first blush, but when you start to go, hang on...
Wait
a
minute.
Is a taco a sandwich? Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Is the thing, if it's connecting?
I don't know. Is it? That's what we're talking about.
That's
like,
it might be that it's connecting.
Okay, so then is like a quesadilla.
Yeah, is a quesadilla a sandwich? Is a gyro a sandwich?
Right.
Is a fajita a sandwich?
I would say a gyro is a sandwich.
A sandwich? Is a burrito a sandwich?
It's
all a slippery slope, man. Sliding.
I mean, what is the definition of sandwich?
So we're going to let cats and dogs...
But I'm like, what is it in the dictionary?
Who fucked the dictionary?
Food.
Oh,
like the entire thing.
Salsa just dropped some serious science.
Who gives
salsa
a...
Salsa, take the rest of the night off.
Who gives a shit? Eat a taco.
Yeah? Hmm? I mean,
none of this is going to stop me from eating a taco.
No.
It will change the way I look at the taco.
But
though.
Much like the question of
it's
is
like
a, taco,
a date I had.
Yeah, but much like the question of is a taco or a burger or a hot dog a sandwich? Could a taco pizza be a pie?
The pizza is a pie.
Is it?
Yes.
Who cares?
It is called a pizza pie.
It's a pizza pie.
Douchebag is a
yeah.
Yeah.
You do with this emotion.
It's actually classified as a pie.
Yeah, douchebag is a classified.
No,
pie.
No, it is.
Pie. Yeah. Like, douchebags.
No. Well, if by douchebags you mean people who classify that shit, then yes.
I believe we're just repeating each other, sir.
Yes.
Because if you ever serve, like, oh man, you want some pie? Yeah. You want a nice savory pie? Yeah. And you hand them a pizza, they're going to be pissed.
No. What? I would be.
I wouldn't.
If
yeah,
I'm
seriously.
For pie and I get a pizza, I'm pissed.
You use the word savory first of all to describe
it. Yeah, exactly. There are many savory pies that I enjoy a great deal.
Chicken pot pie.
My third ex made a delightful chicken pot pie. Mm. Pie that was delightful.
Oh yeah.
Salsa does the is it the con carne? No.
Picadillo.
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 Picadillo. Pie.
Literally just said it, but cool, that's fine, whatever.
I pronounced Mancy's name wrong. Mancy, Jesus.
Mancy.
I pronounced Nancy's name wrong 3 times tonight, despite writing down phonetically on my clipboard, and asking her right before.
What are we drinking?
Well, I don't know what you're drinking.
Yeah, you're on your own.
Oh, no, that's cool. I've got this.
Okay. There you go. But no, I am well within my bounds to fuck shit up on how you pronounce things. But... no, I'm a fan of savory pies.
If
I like
someone
a Guinness pie, like a mincemeat pie.
If they say savory
pies.
And then they handed me pizza, I would not be angry.
I would be disappointed because I would expect something different.
That's on you, then.
Look, I'm just saying there are more complexities to Pi Day than you might initially consider. Now, that being said, all hail the grandness that is Pi Day, for today is the day of Pi, and Pi is delightful. Oh, well, have we agreed on this? We all Pi versus cake, we all Pi?
Oh, wait, we're having this argument?
I think we've had it before. I mean,
no, there is no argument.
Okay, but it's does pie. Cheesecake count as a pie?
That is an argument that we
yeah,
had.
and that's what I want to know, because I'm super into cheesecake, so I need to know if it what camp it falls into. Because that's going to really...
Oh, so the argument you brushed off so readily before suddenly is very important to you?
Super important.
Yeah, I see how this works. I see how it is.
Oh. Cheesecake is super important.
I mean...
I think cheesecake is more of a pie.
I mean...
He pied it up.
It is.
He did pie it out. I suppose Jenna can't eat any of this. I can't eat the blueberry, so I'll take either of the others. Okay. Done and done. Apple of some kind?
Dutch apple.
Ooh.
Dutch nice. Apple is...
Did you just say you can't eat the blueberry?
No. I don't eat blueberries.
Because of an allergy?
Nope, no, it's just a crazy mental thing.
Okay.
I can't. Yes.
You may be shocked to learn that Matt has crazy mental.
Yeah, oh, weirdly shit. Enough, okay. I have quirks. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. What do you have there? Salsa. Or is that just a little bit of blueberry on your apple pie?
Yeah, that's a little. That's okay, for a second
I was like, did you like hide rhubarb from me?
No, that's.
Oh, shit, that would be.
I had both of the pies. Some in the same hand.
And these are plastic forks, which would mean I took, it would be a very slow stab.
I took what was left over from work and put it into one pie. And so
it was three pieces? You work
after.
With,
giving,
I was going to say, no, you work with quality people. If there's only three pieces of
that's
pie
pretty
left,
good.
There was a lot of
pie. They
know
what's up. Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, there should not be much pie left.
No, there. And my kids had some pieces too, but there, we had like three whole pies for nine people.
Nice.
Done something.
We had three whole pies for like 60 people. Oh, and well, so like the second the email wrong. Went out, we're all just like, blah, blah, blah. And like
I had 12 whole pies like my Dr. Martens.
No, we had for nine people we had three pies. Okay. We had Dutch apple, blueberry, and a key lime.
Nice. Thus proving, I think, because key lime is kind of like a cheesy cake.
It's a cream pie.
It's a cream pie.
I would like you to prove that cake can or pie cake pie pie cake.
Just stop while you're ahead.
I'm just saying, Megan has been trying to cook a key lime pie. For a week
do you
now?
Cook a key lime pie?
You mean? Have to cook. Okay, so Matt doesn't like sweets, allegedly. So I found those like single.
This tiny slice of pie is an exception for me.
Yeah, I found those like you're a person alone who wants dessert, and so it's like a single bake.
Yeah, are you going to die alone? Will your cat eat you after you're
dead? Yeah,
eat this pie.
That's
to make your
literally
cat
what it was.
A little ramekin pie.
Yeah,
essentially. Yeah.
And I found
slightly
it
slightly bigger. Think like the Marie Callender's chicken pot pie.
Yeah,
size.
And so
like
I,
6-inch diameter
for key lime pie, and I was super stoked. And I've been trying for like numerous days to cook it, except it keeps throwing ingredients that I don't apparently read on the instructions that it requires. One of which being 2 cups of motherfucking cream.
Yeah.
Who has 2 cups of cream on hand?
People making key lime pie.
But from a cat? Like,
from a bark?
Who are single and being eaten by their cats?
Who else would have that much cream laying around?
I mean, I guess that's true.
Jacques Hughes.
Oh, damn. Oh, there's a cat connection there.
I was super ready to be on your side.
I know.
So fucking
yeah, he kind of fucked
heartbeat.
It up.
That was amazing.
Anyways, I haven't made the pie.
No, but that was the thing. Is we were like, oh. You buy foods, especially desserts, in a box. You're not really baking.
Yeah, I expect, like, I add water.
Add water, maybe an egg. Make you feel better about your life.
Okay.
And then you put it in the oven, and it's like, oh, no. You need, like, 2 cups of heavy whipping cream, and then, like, an egg or two,
and
some
butter.
Sugar, maybe some butter. And it's like, this is baking.
It wasn't okay.
This is just baking. Fuck you. You ruined my life.
You lied to me.
Mm-hmm.
I could have gone to the bakery at Cub and just been like, please give me a giant slice
of cake.
Yeah, you
might have said, next up, climb tree, pluck lime. Like, it's just not going to happen.
In the Keys.
Oh, yeah. The key lime.
I don't believe in the Keys. I like the boop boop things.
When did Bob get invited on the podcast? Jesus Christ.
Oh, pie. I can't help it.
Are you accusing Pie Coma of be your Bobisms?
I mean, does that work?
No.
No.
Oh. Never mind. So, I can't help but notice the A1 labs are set up as a sleeping arrangement.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just crashing here. On all three of them.
Yeah.
Jenna is a very active sleeper.
I really am.
I see.
I do sword fighting in my sleep.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And yet the beds are inflated. Oh, Megan just
we almost lost some pie.
I got it.
Okay, good. Yeah, is there a reason for that, or do you not want to share?
No, there is.
No, do you want to share the reason?
Sure. Okay. My brother and his two kids were here over the weekend.
No.
Oh,
they came and visited. My brother.
It's strange that they're never here when we record, that we might take advantage of that.
Thank God.
Yes, strange.
Yeah. Carefully created.
Wink, wink. No, my brother lives in Wisconsin, and his daughter was in town for a gymnastics meet.
Oh.
How old are the kids?
13 and I want to say 11.
Jesus Christ, you have to drive to a thing when they're only... Oh, too much work.
I don't know how it works.
I'm just... Not yet.
You would know better than me how it works. So.
Dakota didn't do that kind of shit. She had the whole Stockyard Days thing, which she's doing again this year. But, like, yeah. No, I would assume, like, the whole, like, having to drive to, like, a far-off town wouldn't start till high school or something, but...
When I was doing the online schooling with Jess, I had to drive to Hopkins once.
I mean...
Yep.
That's at least in, like, the same zip code, or at least area code.
I was going to say area.
Zip code? There's, zip like, code. 15 different zip codes in Minneapolis alone.
Yeah, and you may very well live in the same one that Hopkins is in. Hopkins is
we don't know where you grew up, so there.
That's the reference I'm making.
I don't live where I grew up. I don't still live with my parents.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Number one, they're divorced.
That's what I'm saying. 12 chance of
living in the same zip code.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We don't know where you grew up, so maybe Hopkins was in the same zip code from where you lived.
Mysterious.
No, that doesn't make sense.
It makes perfect sense.
No, it doesn't.
Explain it to her.
I'm not going to even start. At this point, she's just mad at you, and I'm good with that.
That's fair enough.
So, yeah, I know how this fucking bread is buttered.
My wife was not here.
Yeah, I heard she had a ladies' weekend.
Yes. Ooh. We were definitely outnumbered by children. My wife and many of her friends all took off and went to the Wisconsin Dells for the weekend.
Nice.
And by that I mean there was like 11 of them.
Damn.
Yeah, they got a couple rooms at one of the resorts.
And wrecked some shit?
And basically.
I would assume, basically, yeah.
Wreck shop!
They basically spent the entire weekend drinking wine, watching HGTV.
Oh my god, yes.
Sitting in the hot tub.
Oh my god.
And that's about
I have a giant boner right now.
Yeah, like that's...
like that sounds amazing.
That's what they did for 2.5 days pretty much straight. It was just wine and HGTV.
Oh god, yeah,
If
you could watch HGTV while in the hot tub, that just
That happened.
Oh jeez,
what?
So, So my wife was gone. I was home with the kids, and then hey, let's bring another couple kids because that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's why there is sleeping arrangements here in the AON labs, and that's my story. What else happened this week?
Let's see. I did a ladies' thing. I did a bachelorette party.
Ooh.
Which sounds awful, but it was... it involved wine.
Yay.
It's par.
And painting.
Ooh.
One of those.
Yes. Go ruin a comedy show somewhere.
No.
Ah, because you're smarter than that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm on board. Have fun.
No, we did wine and painting. It was for... Oh my god.
A dear friend.
A really good friend that I'm part of the wedding party.
My good friend.
Angelique. Rich.
So far.
Okay, never mind. Anyway. But no, so we, the Riddle Booth marriage. I'm just going to call it that. So yeah, the ladies did wine and painting, and the boys I think just went to a bar, and then we all met up at their house afterwards and hung out and chit chatted. It was lovely.
Nice.
Was there any HGTV?
No.
She did not get worked.
But I have a beautiful painting in my bedroom now. That actually turned out really, really good. I enjoy painting, but I never make time for it. And I also like, in order, if you're going to create something, you do like study and you come up with a scene and you whatever, and then you have to do the actual like mixing the colors in the painting process. This, I just showed up and they were like, this is what you're painting. And I was like, cool.
Was it a tree?
There were many trees involved. I mean, it was dark out. It was just black. I just painted the whole thing black.
I
that
actually,
was really what happened.
I actually really enjoy painting, too.
Well, let me
as long
this.
As it's one wall and all the same color.
See, that's the thing is I was going to say. To the group, then.
Yes.
The last time you painted a thing creatively.
Well, I mean, last Saturday.
Obviously, yours is recent, but, like, you know, for the rest
Does the funky color of our house count as creatively?
No. Because painting a building, while you can paint it a fun, interesting color, which I think is cool and creative, but, like, when was the last time you... Oh, nice.
Yeah.
When was the last time you painted a thing that was an actual, like, even if you were kind of had, like, a suggested theme or idea?
High school art class.
Same. High school art class.
I think it might be middle school.
Did you not take art in high
school? No, I didn't take art because I didn't... There was, like, you got to take these certain prerequisites, and I'm like, not really, I'm planning on dropping out. So I didn't really do most of the things you had to take, so I never took art. Like... I don't think I've actually tried to paint a painting since I was in ninth grade. I think was the last time I tried to like pick up a thing and like make it look like something that was in my head. That's weird.
Is it?
I mean, kinda.
You have so many other creative outlets. Why does that one stand
like,
out in any way, shape, or form?
It seems like that would somehow be related. Like the idea that you would like
is it
end up sketching?
Do you walk up to Picasso and say, "When was the last time you did stand up?"
Yeah.
However, there's the Mitch Hedberg bit that counters that, which is like, oh, you're a comedian, you say. Like, do you also act? And they go, which is like going up to a chef, and be like, oh, you're a master chef, do you farm? And like, the thing is, like, that is kind of assumed, is that you'll have these other slightly related skills.
But not by us, so why was it assumed by you?
But no, but maybe. But because like, okay. Like,
but you just got done saying, isn't that weird? Like, you...
But the thing is, it also seems to pan out. Is that people have, like, another creative outlet that is not the one they focus their skills on.
Well, I've got
like,
seven,
like,
but painting doesn't happen to be one of them.
Yeah.
But swallowing long
Visual
things.
Art is way different than a lot of other art.
I agree.
Performance art.
Yeah, performance art.
Yeah,
like,
which is part of why I find it so, like, mystifying. Like, I respect it, because it's like, I don't get it.
Oh, I'm, like, terrified and fascinated by anyone who can just be like, I took this pencil, I drew this thing, it looks exactly like the thing I intended it to be. What is going on?
Know what I meant.
No.
That is fascinating. That's like being able to speak another language
yeah.
to me. But like, there are two things I think are fascinating. Being able to pick up whatever implement, let's say, you know, paintbrush, charcoal, pencil, whatever,
sure.
you know.
Blood.
And that's fine. But like being able to pick up a blank something and using the medium of your choice,
fire.
Make a representation of whatever's in your head and having other people recognize it before you tell them what it's supposed to be. I've never done
that. Oh, sweetie, that's an adorable...
Tell me more about your painting.
Ella...
Because I'm a parent.
Fairy, that's a fairy. Of course that's a fairy.
Oh my god, this is an excellent painting. Tell me more about it. Well, the fairy here, I love your fairy.
It's
fighting the two gerblins. Well, the gerblins look especially scary. Well, they're happy gerblins. Of course, I can tell because of their smiles. Like, you learn how to talk as a parent.
Yeah.
But, so like, that's one thing. But then also there's like just the idea of...
I've never learned that level of bullshit.
You don't need to.
Yeah, I
you
know.
Have shitlands.
I just tell all those people, like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, no, you can. Because you're one level removed. But but there's that, and there's the other one that I think I might even envy more, which is taking a wad of clay, and it looks like something.
That's insane. I can't even imagine taking something and making it...
And I want that one so hard, because I love action figures. I would love to be able to make my own custom, like, ash from...
I have a person you need to meet, because I have a friend who makes action figures.
But you know what I mean? Like, how much fun would that be? Because, like, you know, like, back in the day, in the 90s, like, Toy Fair existed.
It's real fun.
People would, like, mod their He-Man dudes and their, like, G.I. Joes and turn them into characters there were no action figures for. And I was like, oh, my God, they have all the toys I wish I had that no one ever made. I wish I could do that by adding some Sculpty and Putty and whatever. I'm not that guy.
I I can do that.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
You're not cool.
I took ceramics and pottery in high school for, like, 3 out of my 4 years. Mm-hmm. I did some pretty fun sculpture stuff.
I think that's just like, the idea of creating anything in 3D...
It's a different level.
...is baffling to me.
Actually, I think I find it easier than painting.
What?
Which, honestly, though, that makes more sense. Like, our world is 3D. Like, when I visualize a person, I actually could tell you what you look like from the
front. But can you tell it in your hands and in the pieces?
I couldn't tell it 2D.
I mean, it depends.
But if I think of a thing, I can picture it in 3D.
There's also so many different mediums.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, that's true.
Actually, I mean, the hard part for me in painting is actually getting the colors that I have in my brain. It's really hard, but, like, I spend forever mixing.
Well, that makes sense, because you can picture something, and you're like, are you going to make this some sort of thing?
Yeah. Look,
whereas I just go, I think it's time blue. Making
fun. He's going to make salsa. It somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But oh, my God. Salsa. Salsa.
Colorblind ass.
Salsa. They have colorblind correcting glasses now.
Yes, ooh. I know. I'm aware. Thank you for telling me.
She went back to a year
like
ago.
$300.
Yeah. Have you tried them on, though?
But yes, I have tried them
do
on.
Do they work?
What's it like?
Do you have we not talked about this?
I don't know.
I don't understand how you guys have not talked about this.
I don't think we have.
Because I'm pretty sure, like, even on Facebook, I've seen, like, people post it to his...
Dear listener, if we've talked about this before, don't tell us. I want to know now.
Okay, so... No, we're going to get into this.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you probably
started to tell us at one point.
Realize,
you just interrupted.
I honestly didn't think this was going to be a thing, but I cried.
Aww.
Because we were at Lilibeth's birthday party, and so we were in a park, and my buddy John got some for his birthday from his wife. And so he, like, let me try them on. And the thing is they don't...
Do they make different ones for, like, red, blue versus...
No, they all work the same.
Oh, really?
I think. I don't know. He and I have pretty similar, so...
Okay.
Whatever. But, like, they don't work instantly. Like, your eyes kind of have to adjust to them. But, like, you put them on, and suddenly, like, the grass and the trees, and even the trees, were all different greens than the other. Like, the grass in the tree was a different green. It wasn't the same green, and
that's different.
And even the trees, like, some leaves were one kind of green, and other leaves were another kind of. I don't even have the vocabulary for it. I was seriously like, well, you know, I'm going to put these on, and as I'll see color, you know, a little bit more vibrant than I do now, and that'll be cool. And I was like, but I'm not going to be one of those people who cry or anything like that. And then I tried them on, and I actually wept because it was so pretty. The whole world was a lot more bright and vibrant. And then I wore them for about 5 minutes and just kind of looked around in awe. And then I took them off and I'm never going to try them again.
I get it.
Is it kind of because that's just how you are and you're okay with
it? Well, it's, I mean, taking them off was one of the, just an extremely depressing thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so... Like, I think if my colorblindness were worse than it is now, I would probably be like, yes, I must have these, you know, to experience the world. But I'm only mildly colorblind, and so, like, I can see colors that is just not as vibrant.
Sure.
So I'm functioning, you know. I'm a functional colorblind person, and I'm on the spectrum.
it's a very short spectrum. It's like a dog. It's blue or yellow.
But I think because I am able to function, then it would just be more of a depressing thing to just have to take them off all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I totally get that. That's... This makes me pretty sure I've not talked about it, because I feel like
it's possible.
I feel like it, but I mean, surprising, we're both also incredibly forgetful assholes.
And
so.
Callous. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I walked in yesterday, my mother-in-law was listening to the podcast, and she... and.
Hi.
No,
I was gonna say. First of all, aww.
No, she's the best.
No, she listened to the show. But I walked in and I heard like 5 seconds before she hit pause, and then a few seconds later I was like, "What were you listening to, by the way?" And she was like, "You." And I was like, "Oh, who was that, Matt?" And she was like, "No, that was you." I was like, "Oh, I okay."
Well, as long as she didn't confuse me.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like echoey and stuff like that. So uh-huh. It sounded, I don't know. Uh-huh. So yeah, that's now I'm all emotional and stuff like that. No, it was honestly very. I don't know how to describe it. It was a beautiful thing because the world was a lot more just wow. Like the sun coming through the trees was just that much. There was so much more going on.
Well, it's like, I don't know. Okay, so how old was everyone? Everyone in this room has glasses on, first of all.
Yeah.
How old were you when you got glasses?
I was in junior high, I think.
Like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Mine are
29.
Like, for me, that was a huge, because I got it, I think, when I was in high school, and that was a huge thing. Like, I never understood the world could be so crisp. I did not understand at all.
Well, you have nothing to compare it to until you have something.
Until you have glasses. And it was unbelievable, because I did not understand that everyone else was seeing things clearly. Yeah, and I had just been in this kind of blurry haze for years, apparently.
The first time I recognized somebody on the other end of a hallway was like, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it just what people do? What?
I remember driving home and an airplane flew over and I looked up and I could see windows and I went, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a very good analogy because it was very similar to that. It was just, like I said, just the sun shining through the trees, I could see that there were different color greens happening, like the grass and the leaves were different, and that was mind-bending. It was absolutely gorgeous, and like I said, I just kind of stood there dumbfounded staring at things for 5 minutes. And then, like I said, when I took them off, the whole world was just gray for like 5 minutes afterwards. And it was just like, well, that would really suck to do every day, is take these off.
I was going to say, like, that's the thing. Like, I could understand if it was, like, almost like a surgery. Like, you could have, like, a permanent surgery. But I could understand, like, the weirdness of being like, I have these on. I take them off, and now things are gray or diluted. Or
the whole day is fucked.
Yeah, like...
Do you think it would help you fall asleep, though? Like, if you have actual problems getting to sleep, like, take off my Vivid glasses, and then now everything's gray. Well, fuck that.
Also, watching Vivid is a good way to get to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I don't think I have... I have a thing like that, because like I've got glasses, but they're just like they keep me from getting headaches.
That's almost identically
without, like, you know, like, because Megan, you and I have talked about that. We're like, if you and I sit in a room, you can't find your glasses.
Oh God, no! If I take my glasses off and put them someplace, I don't know where they are.
Me have to find your glasses in the morning, because you are basically Velma from Scooby Doo.
100%.
Like if it's within arm's reach, you can see it. If it's outside of that, it might as well be in the next room.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just like, that's so weird. Cause like, for me, it's like, no, I can literally not wear my glasses all day and I can do my thing.
Yeah,
but by noon, I will have a wicked migraine. That's the only difference, really. And things will be a little fuzzier.
Yeah.
I can see a slight difference, but it's pretty minor. But, and also, I don't, as far as I know, I don't have any kind of a color blindness thing because my perceptions and explanations of what
seem to match up with everything
seem
else.
To match with the average,
which
person.
Is weird because you don't really know until you.
Well, I took some of those color tests because I've done a lot.
See
of
this, yeah.
I worked at a vision clinic playing around with some of those things that the doc had in the office for. I was like, oh, what's this for? Oh, this book is for testing, like, if you have monocular vision, you can't see in 3D, or if you have certain kinds of colorblind. And like, I'm like, okay, and I can always see everything. He's like, okay, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah,
but. So I don't know about that, but it's like it reminds me of, like, there was a time, and it blew my fucking mind. Every now and then I tried to do this to the boy, because I didn't get to the girl young enough to do these, which is, like, just drop weird-ass brain twisters on them. That, like, you know, like, remember in, we all read Calvin and Hobbes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, we're all right-thinking people.
Right.
But...
We're all part
there's
of
a there's that a there's group. A strip of Calvin and Hobbes where and because Calvin's dad liked to fuck with Calvin because it was like Calvin's a fucking monster.
Are you talking about the record?
Yes. And you know Calvin's dad to put all this shit and this one time his dad's just like, do you ever think about how the inner point of a record and the outer point of a record both spin around the same time, but the outer point of the record has farther to go? How do they always get there at the same time? Like the final panels, Calvin like brow furrowed, clearly midnight, just like cannot sleep, trying to figure out how that fucking works. My brain still does not grok that. Like, I know there's a way that works, and I know it makes sense, but my brain just goes, nuh-uh. Because, like, I also remember being a track runner. And you always run to the inside of the track because it's less far. And so if they're running at the same speed, how is the outer one going at the same speed as the inner one? It can't. But they are.
Because they're not going the same speed.
Yes.
They're going the same RPMs, but they're not going the same...
Exactly. And so, but like the,
mileage.
But my brain does not want to grok that. And like that's the closest I get. Is that, I always really? Think of that. And my dad's version of that he gave me as a kid was we'll pull up a stoplight and he goes, see the stoplight? Yeah. Does it look red? Yeah. How do you know? What? How do you know it looks red? Stoplights are red. Yeah, but you've been told stoplights are red, right? Yeah. So how do you know you're seeing red? Because stoplights are red. Yeah, but how do you know you're seeing the same color as me? What?
That's
we all say we're seeing red, but what if you're not seeing the same color as me? We just all agree that color is red. What if your red is different than my red? What? And then Legend's green? Dad keeps going,
am I being punished for something?
No, what did I do?
Like, and that was, I think, my dad being like, eat a dick. There you go.
You guys, my child and I did this completely backwards. Because she
Jessa
was like,
just fucked with you.
Guys, she did the same thing. Fuck you, Mom!
Did. Like, so she's 6 years old in the backseat of the car, and she goes, Mama, letters are just symbols for, like, ideas, right? Oh. And I'm like, yes, that's correct. And she's like, and so you can take a bunch of different symbols and, like, letters and put them together, and that makes a word. And that's just really kind of a bigger symbol for a bigger idea. And I'm just like, did the kid get into the pot? What's going on? Like... I don't,
and was it better pot than mine? Where was that?
Right? Where is she getting the good stuff? No, like, and she just kept going on this concept of then putting words together for sentences and paragraphs, and how you can write an entire book out of very tiny concepts that come together to make bigger concepts.
Yeah. What?
She was six.
No. She was six. Yeah, seriously.
I'm just like I've thought about that, like, because I'm trying to take it from the big thing and break it down into the tiny things and be like, yeah, no, that, I mean, that makes it, what? Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of those things I can't wrap my head around, and she, you know, yeah.
I also think it's very similar to the story of Butch with his son in car talking about improv.
Yep.
Where his son's like, you know, improv is just pretending to be something else, right? And he's like, yeah, and he's like, cool, I'm a rock. It's so much easier for kids to just accept things.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas, as an adult, we've got so much baggage behind everything, we need to try to think about it too much, and we get tripped up by our own experiences and by our own assumptions of what things are. Whereas kids are just like, oh, it's this tiny idea that you put together into bigger ideas, and just accept that.
Because I got that same lesson, and the lesson, the point of that was, an adult. If you go to an adult, you can be anything you want. They will pick a human. Mm-hmm. A kid will pick an object,
Maybe an animal if they're an animal. Really,
yeah.
You know.
But like, but the thing is, they will not feel like they have to pick a thing like them. They will feel free to pick. I'm a palm tree.
Yep.
I'm a lion. I'm a starfish. But an adult human will always pick another adult human,
or maybe
a child if they're wacky.
I'm a superhero.
I would totally
I'm
pick
a
an animal.
Doctor.
That's rare, though, because usually people's first blush, they will pick something that...
They will pick a profession.
It's crazy, because Abraham Lincoln.
I wouldn't even pick an exotic animal. I'd be like a dog.
Yeah, but that is already...
Because that sounds like the best life ever.
You know, it does, certainly. But no, but there is, like, you know, from just experience from them doing this, like, no, like, a kid will pick fucking anything. An adult have to work their way to non-human and then non-sentient, usually.
Huh.
Because your brains are taught to relegate those things to different classes.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird shit. The
we're getting deep here.
Wow. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. There's the whole like being a rock thing and being the letters are
concepts, symbols.
I've probably mentioned this on the show before. I'm pretty sure I have. But there's a lyric in a friend's song that has always stuck with me that was, language is an inferior map of an image-driven consciousness. is that we all see the world around us and then try to find ways to describe it, and our ways to describe it are never as perfect as our images of it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, well, that explains everything.
Is why people become artists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To try to develop a different vocabulary for expressing that idea.
And that is why I make dick jokes instead of sculptures.
Exactly, because you are trying to express what is inside of you in a different form than other people.
Have a dick inside of you. Apparently. Just waiting to come out.
Yep.
Yep.
We'll be back after these messages.
If you guys like what you heard, come visit us on aonpodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can send us an individual email at salsa, Matt, or Jenna at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey, I'm still Matt.
Yep, that's me, Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
I'm still Pie.
Pie. That pie, though.
Yeah, right?
hey, everybody. You know what goes good with pie?
Beer.
More pie?
Coffee.
What?
Oh, shit. Podcasting profession.
Yeah.
Better than the rest of us.
She's like, really getting his point. Yeah, but hot damn. You know what? Coffee and pie, it's like the peanut butter and jelly, the whiskey and Coke, the Penn and Teller. It's two things that go great.
Coffee is all well and good, though, but it's just so much work.
To be fair, we should point out that there is coffee that you have to work hard at and doesn't taste great. And there's coffee that you don't have to work very hard for and does taste well.
You mean there's coffee I don't have to work for?
There's coffee you can get delivered to your door, you lazy asshole.
What?
That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are lazy but love delicious coffee, you might enjoy True Stone Coffee, one of our delightful sponsors. True Stone Coffee, which you can find at truestonecoffee.com, and you can get a discount by using the promo code...
Apropos!
Or...
Apropos.
If you're not a douche.
I am, though.
Okay.
I'm not as much of a douche as Salsa.
You can use the promo code...
Apropos.
Or the promo code...
Apropos.
Yay!
I play along.
Yeah. If you're willing to play along, you can use the promo code. Get yourself a discount and get those delicious coffee beans delivered directly to your door, anywhere from light to dark roasts. And again, I think we mentioned this before, I have always been a fan of dark roast. True Stone has started to turn me in the other direction because, holy hell, have they taught me that there's a lot of flavor to be had in those light and medium roasts.
Oh my God,
so, if you normally like, oh, but I don't like dark roast, well, you know what? I bet you could try anything from this company and you will enjoy it. For different reasons and on different levels. It's really good stuff. And, as of course, we have to point out, if you have that really tough job or you've got that tough weekend coming up, you know, you're going camping somewhere, you're not going to be able to brew a pot of coffee.
A tough weekend where you might not get a lot of sleep?
You may need some of that cold press. Because that travels well in a cooler full of ice. And holy hell, that is a kick in the nuts when you need it to get you up and running.
Oh my God. No, I'm going to interrupt you right now.
Do it.
Because I was going to interrupt anyways because I've now known about Tree Stone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at Byerly's on Monday, which was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Byerly's in Eden Prairie has True Stone, the bottled in their cooler section, and I totally bought one, and I took a bunch of pictures and meant to like send them to people because I'm a nerd, but it was an amazing like find. Like I did not expect to see it when I was at Byerly's.
That
it was just like
pleases me so
yeah
much.
It was yes, just in the cooler on hand cold press right there.
Excellent. So you have a chance of encountering True Stone in the wild. You've heard it here first. You may be able to, if you're lucky, stumble across a little cache of True Stone somewhere that someone's hidden for later use. But, you know what? You want to make sure you got it. You want to make sure it's for you. And you want to make sure you get it at a discount. Get it delivered to your door. Go to truestonecoffee.com. Use that promo code.
Apropos.
You're the better one. That's you, Salsa.
Apropos?
Oh, you piece of shit.
No, you apropos. Mean apropos.
There you go. And get a discount. Get it delivered straight to your door. Thank you, True Stone, for sponsoring us. And thank you, listeners, for supporting them, which supports us. That being said... I feel like it is time for a fast five.
Fast five!
Once again, we are a little behind in our fast five selections.
Just a little.
Yep, so this one comes to us from January 25th of 2013.
Okay.
This one comes to us from Young Eric. of the High Five Guys podcast, friend and fellow of the show, the man who runs Double Blind Improv, managed to stand up for the first time at Fearless Lab tonight and did a fucking fantastic job.
I heard he fucking killed it.
He did a very good job. So, if you don't know, Fast Five is five questions, A or B, Coke or Pepsi type choices, no context given. We will answer them and then find out the context afterwards. Question one, Canada or Mexico?
Canada.
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 I'm going to go Mexico to be contrary.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
Canada has poutine, though?
It does. Okay. Mexico has tequila and burritos.
I need to correct my answer. Canada?
Mm. Oh.
Okay.
Mm.
Mm.
Canada's not fucking hot.
I would always rather be hot.
You know? I would rather be hot, but...
Question two?
Yeah.
You'll never be hot.
Oh.
Snap. Question two?
I'm single.
Canada. Or Mexico?
Canada.
Still Canada.
Mexico.
I'm going to stick with Mexico.
Having tried Canadian alcohol, better than Mexico.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Question three, Canada or Mexico?
Canada.
Still Canada.
I'm sticking with Mexico.
I think I'll go Mexico this time again.
Question four.
Canada.
Or Mexico?
Montreal.
Nope, Canada. I like the their leader better than the Mexican leader.
Oh, shit, yeah. Ooh. That guy's awesome.
Stick with Mexico.
Sexy, sexy guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're all learning things today.
I apologize for nothing.
And finally,
I don't learning think that's that? Learning. I mean, she's a chick, so...
Question five, yeah. Canada or Mexico?
Most females and half the male population think he's sexy.
I know who he is.
What?
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, see, Matt's totally hipster about Canada.
I see.
Yeah. Number five, I'm gonna say Mexico knows how to party.
What was the question?
Canada or Mexico?
Oh, Canada.
I'm still sticking with Canada, yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's find out where we're at here. Hopefully I can remember the context. All right, question one, Canada or Mexico? Which country has the better food?
Canada. Oh, yeah.
Mexico.
Oh,
poutine is fucking poutine. Amazing. That is a single dish.
Also, maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but maple syrup isn't exclusively Canadian. You can get great maple syrup from, like, the Pacific Northwest. You can make great...
Did you just say Pacific Northwest? Because that's not where maple syrup comes from.
Nope, you're right.
Yep, thank you.
You mean, like, Vermont.
There you go.
Is it Atlantic Northeast? Anyway, sorry.
What?
I was thinking of that. I just said it wrong.
Country.
But fucking, you can get good maple syrup from Lazarchik's backyard 2 miles from here. Like, it's not
okay,
hard
you know
maple
what?
Syrup.
I'm going to need to change to Mexico in honor of... Taco Tuesday.
I was going to say tacos, son.
Oh.
We don't have a poutine.
Poutine.
Sorry.
Poutine.
It is Taco Tuesday as we record this.
Cotter Day? I don't know.
I'm going to go with Mexico only.
Oh.
Because you can get a poutine burrito.
Oh.
Hmm.
I'm sticking with Canada.
So you just want poutine and maple syrup for the rest of your life?
I want to think the chip listens to this and I'm on team
awful.
Chip.
It does.
Yeah.
Poutine.
Bands you hope to get from that?
All the advantages.
I'm just saying that poutine and maple syrup for the rest of your life doesn't sound that bad.
It doesn't sound as good as burritos and tacos for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I don't know. I could eat fries and cheese pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
I can't have cheese. Poutine is ruined for me.
Question two, which country, Canada or Mexico, has better beer?
I fucking called it!
Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
I don't drink beer, so sure, whatever.
See, the problem is that because Mexico is a warmer climate, their beer is
good.
Lighter, and because it's supposed to be beer. it's yeah, exactly, it's supposed to be quenching, whereas Canadian alcohol is supposed to be fortifying.
Yep. Know?
And I prefer a fortifying beer than a quenching beer.
See, I feel like I lean more towards quenching.
I think I do, too.
I didn't used to, but I feel like I do more and more.
Mm.
I like a good porter or stout, but I want porter or stout, whereas I would then prefer the rest of my beers.
I will drink a pitcher of stout.
Oof.
I can't do it anymore. I think I'm going to stick with Mexico on this one.
I think, yeah.
I get the reason for both being
done. I might have. Like, think I would turn to Mexico.
That's the least contentious thing, I think.
I feel like lighter, thirst-quenching beers, I just get done drinking it and want more.
That's not a problem.
No, I wanted more out of it.
Oh. Question three. Which country has the better spirits?
Canada.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, I would have to go to Canada.
Canada's got fucking...
It's got the maple thing that you...
Coeur de bois.
Yes. You can't pronounce it.
It's got
whiskeys. You can drink it. Yeah, they have a lot of good whiskeys.
What? That one?
I don't know what that is.
Let her try it.
She's going to take that home, you realize.
Well, no, like, he's only giving her the shot glass. He's smart.
Okay.
This is, Chip brought this down last time he was here.
God damn.
But I mean, you have all of tequila. Yeah.
Okay, this smells delightful.
I've even had good tequila, like the really good expensive stuff.
Yeah. This smells like candy.
It's just not the same as a good Canadian whiskey.
Mm, and you know, Canada does make good whiskey.
Yeah, I'm generally gonna go whiskey over tequila.
But I feel like if I'm gonna drink whiskey or scotch, I'm gonna go British Isles. If I'm gonna drink tequila, I'm gonna go
Scotch. It has to be British Isles. But Canada has so many like Isles immigrants.
No, I know.
Like, we got a lot of the French, too.
Yeah.
And really, wine.
But I feel like that would never be my first choice.
But really, if that came from Canada, like, you all, it's just Canada.
Yeah, it's Canada. Canada makes whiskey. Mexico makes tequila. Whiskey.
You make me sad.
Tequila is a bunch of mistakes in a bottle.
Bingo.
I'm sticking with Mexico.
Makes me angry. Actually, it makes me really sappy sad.
Question four, like, which country is the better vacation spot?
Canada.
Still Canada, yeah.
I've never been to Mexico, and I've barely been to Canada. As it stands, I would have a better shot at having a good time going to stay with one of the many listeners we have in Canada.
Yeah.
So I would lean towards Canada, because also there I know I would be able to like go check out like the comedy and art scenes and know the language. Which is more appealing to me than going to Quebec. I want to go sit on a beach. Like, that's
neither do I. Yeah, so no.
That actually
with a bunch of tourists.
Does sound appealing to me, though. Like, I like...
Beaching, you mean?
Beaching. And touristy
you do like
shit.
The
and I do like, the beaches.
I'm not gonna lie. I love curio shops.
Yeah.
Oh, curio shops.
I'm certain that they have plenty of those in Mexico.
Yeah, Canada probably doesn't have so many.
I feel like I spend enough time
antiquing in Canada is probably stellar.
That's
probably.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I feel like I spend a lot of time on the North Shore.
When I do take a weekend off,
and but I feel like that would be very similar.
What's the huge Lake Louise? Is that the big, gorgeous, fucking lake in the middle of like a bunch of mountains in Canada? I think it's Lake Louise.
Lake Louis, because it's France.
Sure.
Yeah,
but I know I've seen pictures on Reddit. You know, the most reliable website on the planet.
Yes, obviously.
But that's where I really want to go to.
And finally, number five. When your past catches up with you and the government, and there's an apostrophe in there, government, is after you, assuming you'd make the trip safely either way, to which country would you prefer to flee?
That's still Canada.
And here I go, Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm in halves. I feel like I would assimilate and hide better in Canada.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But I would get cold. I don't like being cold.
I hate being cold, but Canada really hate being cold. No different than here. No. I get by here.
Give
me a snowed in cabin with a roaring fire.
Oh, God, yeah.
Over getting skin cancer on a beach any day of the week. I've been to the ocean before, and I've tried to do the just relax thing, and I can't.
Like, it's really
I sit there for 5 minutes, and then I go, okay, let's do something.
You're like, how do people do this? Like,
let's do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Like, let's just sit on the beach for hours.
A beach with a nice book? I could do that.
I would still get antsy.
I prefer to sit in front of a fireplace when it's cold out with a book.
Yeah. I think I like that. With a bunch of blankies on you.
I'm pretty much good, I think.
Just, like, the beach is windy and it's hot and gross.
And someone's going to throw, like, a frisbee at you or bird's going to land near you.
You're either going to get a sunburn or you're going to have to put greasy shit all over yourself.
Yeah.
I don't.
Which is just gross either way.
You have to wash your feet off because all that fucking sand's on your feet.
Sand, it's a crack.
Oh, I Nobody love digging my feet in the sand.
Nobody I mean, wants, it feels good.
That's not the crack I was talking about.
Oh.
Yeah, no, sand in that crack is not okay.
No, it's not.
That's why I've never understood the idea of beach sex.
That's gross.
Oh. You see that in, like, videos, and I'm like,
no.
That does
no one wants that.
That's like seaweed all over.
No one wants that sand or that salt anywhere.
40 grit hot burn. Nope. No, thank you.
I'm gonna go fuck a piece of sandpaper now.
Yep.
Thank you. But no, I respectfully decline your offer of infinite pain. Holy fuck nuts, guys. Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Young Eric, for sending in your Fast Five.
Yay!
We got a few more of these to get through.
A few since 2013.
Speaking of things to get through, one of the things we'll be getting through soon is Die Laughing.
Oh my god.
That is coming up the weekend of March 31st through April 2nd. April Fool's Weekend!
What?
Which I swear to God, we are actually doing it that weekend. That is not a joke.
I
should lab that same thing.
And guess who's the fucking April Fool?
You.
You.
Yeah.
Hey.
April 1st, I am going to be on stage with the exception of a single half hour block from midnight to 5 a.m.
Yay!
Yeah,
you did it right. Because I'll be there till 6 a.m.
Oh, nice. So we're both the April Fools.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have that. I actually don't know my schedule. I haven't looked at it yet. My claim to fame is that I have a show booked at the Phoenix on Monday night.
I do as well.
You're going to be exhausted. You're going to need some TrueStone.
Yes, I am.
I took Monday off from work.
I barely remembered to ask for Monday off like a week ago. Like, oh, fuck.
It was like roughly the 3rd of January.
Until, like, 5 p.m., get up and go to the show. Because, yeah, that's going to be a fun fucking show.
Job.
Yeah, it is.
I'm so glad to not be like a performer right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm performing in thing.
Yep.
No, as soon as the New Year's time off went into effect at my job, I asked for the day after Die Laughing off, the day after Fest off, and the day like these I know, and the day after Convergence. Yep. Like those 3 days, the very first week, I was like, I need these 3 days off.
So Die Laughing, March 31st through April 2nd, starting at 7 p.m. March 31st, running through 9 p.m. April 2nd.
Are you ready for this?
Do it.
Okay, we've got Double Blind, Fantastic Voyage, Joshua Knight, Screwcap, Brandon Rumfeld, Geeks Without God, Vilification Tennis, Stories from a Pure Romance Consultant, White Male Privileged Dancers, High Five Podcast, AON, Drunken History, Nathan Fulsabake? I feel bad. Sure. First Stirs, Throwing Shade, Hall of Presidents, Triage Improv, Obstacle Delusions, Split Screen, Branwen
Zachary. Mispronunciations are our fault, not a reflection of quality.
Zachariason.
Yes.
Branwen Zachariason.
Thank you. Becky Reed Zeus, Squash Banana, Hot Corner, Work in Progress, Lyle LaRue, Thank You Five, Pinky Swear, Connor.
Wow, they're really challenging you this year,
right? They really are. Judging a Book by Its Cover, The Terms of Disagreement Podcast.
Ooh, them.
Fearless Lab. Yay. Wise Fools Improv. PowerPoint Karaoke. The Dregs. Aiden. Epic Lip Sync Battle.
No last name given.
Just Aiden. Unneeded.
Lounge Lizzie. Comedy Fight. Carly McMenamin, who's one of my personal favorite stand-ups. Cara White. John Euchre, Awful Copter, Best Threesome Ever, Competitive Erotic Fan Fiction, Kelly D, David McKay, Hot Chocolate Media, Community Ed, Be Fearless and Dance, The Piz Poor Show,
woo-hoo!
Official Ostrich Committee, yay, Jessa,
awesome.
Campaign Comedy, Tasting Machine, Improvised Twilight Zone, St. Gus, Just Nancy, School Aid, Reverend Matt's Monster Science, Blackout woo-hoo! Improv, The Not-So-Silent Planet, A Speculative yay! Storytelling Show, Encyclopedia Show, Double Blind Open Hat, Joke Me Off 3.
And finally, just to wrap up.
Yep.
You may know, if you've been a long time listener to this show, or someone has tuned in or attended Die Laughing in the past, that is a lot of familiar returning faces.
Holy fuck.
Which is really fun, because you get to be excited about, like, oh, fuck, yeah. Like, people like Community Ed and...
Thank You Five.
Thank You Five. Yeah. Like, their folks have been doing this since the start. Like,
Ostrich Committee has been too.
Awesome.
I'm just
right on.
Extra excited that Jess was in it.
Of course, yeah. But it's just like they're, you know, and it's, I can't possibly name everybody, but like, it's really fun that there are people that did this the first year when no one had any reason to care, or trust us, and they did, and that means we at least did well enough by them that they've come back and done it again and again and now for a fourth time, and that is awesome. So. First and foremost, thank you to everyone who has volunteered to spend your time helping make this insanity a reality. It is truly an honor to work with all of you.
Yay.
And there are new people. that we've never seen. Because one of the nice things about this, that, you know, much like the show we did tonight, The Fearless Lab, you know, when you're looking to fill 50 hours and someone's like, fuck yeah, I've got an idea, let's do it. Was it last year was the first Lounge Lizzie?
Yep.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Like last minute thing, too.
Yeah, it was a very quick thrown together thing.
We had somebody drop and she was like, oh God, I can
help. And that was Aaron Kennedy and Chad Dutton did an improvised lounge act, and then they did it again
during the Fearless...
The Masquerade of Bernards week, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it? They did a command performance during that at the Phoenix. With Eric Thompson as the bus driver. And I think it's okay to say this. If it's not, pretend I didn't. We may get a run of Lounge Lizzie at Huge. Like,
oh God,
that is a thing that might happen. So, like, how fucking cool is that? Like,
I will say I've heard that rumor elsewhere.
I have too. Yeah, I've not only heard it from like Aaron, but I've heard that from other places.
It is a rumor. Yeah, but
it is a rumor.
But, you know, and so you know, take like if we ever know dates, we will assuredly share them.
Oh
with you.
God, yes.
But you know, like that's just fun because this is a great stage for people to flex those muscles. You know, Split Screen has done at least a year or two with us now. You know, Fantastic Voyage, I think, came in last year for the first time and rocked our socks, and they've become a really...
I'm pretty sure they were there, like, the first year or something, really? And they weren't able to make it, like,
but, like, you know,
year.
They've become partners that we have been able to do a lot of shows together with and exchange performers. Like, there's so many people that have donated their time and efforts, and it's going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. And, again, this is one of the reasons why we harp on Die Laughing so much, despite the fact this is a podcast and you might live who knows where all over the globe. This is the one which, like, as Chip and Charlie mentioned... They hear about all the shit that we do and almost never get to see it. Mm-hmm. This is the one that no matter where you live, you can watch.
Because it's streaming.
Die Laughing, we stream the entire event from start to finish. If you go to dielaughingmarathon.com, we will be streaming the event. And you can watch any hour of the day, no matter how time-shifted you are, as long as it's within the United States Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. March 31st through 9 p.m. April 2nd. Whatever that time shifts to you, I don't understand Greenwich Mean Time. You probably do better than me because you're not in America and you have better public schooling. You can tune in and watch whenever it might be. And trust me, it matters. If you want to tune in for an hour or two on whatever your lunch break is or when you get home from work or before you go to bed and do a little chatting in the live stream, that is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Because there are times where we are performing to 1, 2, 10, 50. We never know how many people will be in the room.
Yep.
And sometimes the people online that are watching... far outnumber the people in the room through no fault of the act or through no fault of anything aside from the fact that it's fucking 4 a.m. and people have to get up for work.
Yeah.
And we're still going.
Yeah, especially I was going to say the people after midnight.
That's a rough
from
time.
One to seven.
About 6 or 7. Yeah,
like I was going to say, the first time I'll be on stage, look at Megan promoing herself.
Do it. Yeah.
I'm doing erotic fan fiction. Nice. I think we're right after White Male Privilege.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
I think you are, yes.
So that's like an unpleasant... No. Are we not?
No. There is a different thing after.
Oh, no, that's... Privilege. Yeah, that's Stories from a Pure Romance.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, you guys are on Sunday morning at Bloody Ass.
It's not a good time.
Yeah.
No.
It's a tough time. And the thing is what happens there is that folks that are time-shifted from where we are, that's the ideal time for them to watch.
Yep.
And those matter. And those likes and clicks, reviews, comments that happen on the stream... are great, and those let our performers know it's worth it. There's always a few fearless members in the room to watch any performance, and we have some hardcore audience members that really go with
try to stick
no
it
sleep
out,
the whole time. And you know, thank you to all of you that show up in person and spend as much time as you can with us. We appreciate each and every one of you. But once again, that is March 31st, 7 p.m. through April 2nd, 9 p.m. April Fool's Weekend. You can go to the Phoenix Theater in Uptown to watch if you want to be there in person, if you're close enough or you want to travel a little bit. You can also watch it online at dielaughingmarathon.com. You can donate in person or online. There will be specific challenges, matching grants, things like that. Pay attention to the website and the live stream or in person for details.
Facebook, I believe, is supposed to be updated.
Yep. So we'll have ways for you to find out. There are times where if you're planning on donating, you could donate at a time where your money might get doubled or your money might go towards something crazy happening.
Yeah.
So if you want to wait for one of those times, that's great. That's awesome. The ones that matter especially would be if you get a chance to double your money because of a grant from someone else. That's always wonderful.
Yeah.
However, I will point out, like we always do for any of these things, if your donation is $1 or $1,000, what matters is that you care and you are willing to support us on some level. So
yes.
Well, thank you for whatever you might do.
Although if it's $1,000, I'll send you.
No, absolutely. Well, yeah, and please, here's
don't feel like, oh, I can only give $5. That seems dumb.
Yeah,
that is awesome. Yeah, that's all I give to most things because I also have no money.
Here's the thing though: is even if you can give $0, you can still help us out.
Yep.
And head on over to the website and go to dielaughingmarathon.com and volunteer.
Yeah. Oh, you can volunteer if you're close to me in person, or, you know what, share the link.
Share the link, yeah.
Maybe one of your friends will watch, think something's funny, and toss us a buck. Yeah. That's fine. If you, you know, like, let's do the Jordan Jesse Go rules. If you are currently in school or unemployed, you're excused. No need to give us money. That's totally fine. You got your own shit to deal with. What you can do in that case, share the Facebook link, share the website. Let people know where to find something funny to go do or see online.
I was going
to
say, it's a whole weekend. Exactly. If people are in the Twin Cities, there's something to do.
If you're hanging out with your friends and you're bored, you're sitting around, instead of checking out something on Netflix, instead of watching Bob's Burgers for the fourth time over or Archer for the seventh time, tune in to Die Laughing.
Archer's really good, though.
We got to make Die Laughing and Chill a thing now.
Oh, yes. Shit. Okay.
All right. Buttons, you're in charge.
Yes. All right. Tell you what. Anyone that sends us a photo of them doing Die Laughing and Chill.
I'm sorry. Is that them having sex at Die? Okay.
No. All I need is two people, any gender, any kind of couple, with taking, we'll say, some kind of selfie with Die Laughing streaming on any device.
Okay.
Visible in the background.
Yep.
I'll send you a custom Die Laughing and Chill button.
Cool.
Yes.
I will happily do that. I'm not even going to say you have to prove you've donated.
No.
No.
I want you to post it.
Yeah, that you're watching and that you're
either
doing it.
On the Fearless Facebook, or I want you to post it on Twitter with the hashtag DieLaughing2017 hashtag.
Yep.
Do either of those two things, and then you message AON, and I will make sure you get a button. And it'll be a button that I only send to folks that do DieLaughing.
Oh, I like
it.
Shit.
I like it.
And I'm going to let the rest of Fearless know about this. And I'm going to let people spread this out.
Yep.
So all you have to do to help promote Die Laughing, get a picture of yourself and someone else during the event saying, what are we doing tonight? Die Laughing and Chill. And you have to
make
a picture of yourself and a streaming device that shows the stream of Die Laughing.
Yeah.
And then you send me a message either to AON or to me if you know how to get a hold of me, whatever it is. Because you can find AON on Facebook. You can find me if you
fucking
can't
get my cell phone number. Anyways,
because
like,
of Salsa giving on the goddamn podcast years ago.
That was so many years ago.
And I still get texts. but do that, and I will send you a button. I think that is a valid and worthy thing.
Yeah, I like it.
You have to post it on our Facebook wall or
Twitter,
hashtag DieLaughing2017.
Yep. Yep.
I think that sounds super
fun. And the earlier in the weekend, the better.
Yes.
Yeah, the sooner the better because, of course, we like that to help.
Yeah.
However, but if you do it at all, I appreciate it because that's just more photos we can use to help promote the next year. That's
super awesome.
Love it.
You know, and just the effort is fun. I love that.
Yes, that's delightful.
This is a great idea.
Excellent.
Just no pictures of people having sex.
Tastefully...
Yeah,
tasteful sex.
Yes. Artistically.
Well, artistically?
The rules are they ask people to post it to Facebook or Twitter.
There you go.
I don't think Twitter cares.
Yeah.
No, I think Twitter still cares.
Do they? Because
I think they follow Instagram and Facebook's rules, kind of.
Do they? Because I feel like I've seen total nudes on Twitter.
There are, like...
Oh, no, there are probably links off Twitter.
Yeah.
So no, you can see nudes, you just can't see a breastfeeding mother.
So I would say,
no breastfeeding in your
disgusting.
Photos,
that's disgusting. Don't breastfeed.
That's gross.
God.
Jesus.
Make sure your photo can actually be shown.
Yes.
And then, but yeah, post it to that thing. And like I said, I will post in the Fearless page to let all the company members know that this is a promotion they're doing, and everyone else should start promoting this as well, because I would love it if we can get these. If you want to be my best friend, what you do is...
Nobody wants that.
Hear me out.
Okay. No.
I heard
what
all
you do
I needed.
Is,
yeah, we sapped you.
You post a photo of yourself watching the Die Laughing stream on Facebook or Twitter, hashtag DieLaughing2017.
We've gone over this. What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you want it even better,
nope.
You cross-post to the AON page or hashtag AON beats high five.
Yes! Okay.
You get two buttons.
Yes!
You get a custom AON button, the design of which we'll have to figure out.
So, like, I've been on High Five, and, like, I feel
We all have.
Yeah. But I feel like your rival...
I haven't been on High Five. Aside from the challenges, but I did have the High Five...
No, High Five just took over this podcast.
Yes.
Well,
I feel like y'all should just...
Benedictine.
Just, like, hug and make up and be
Arnold,
all right.
Nope.
No. All right, no. Cool.
Not with Eric Thompson.
But, you know, we've got, like I said, we've got 1 or 2 weeks yet before this event starts. If you have questions, suggestions, send them in, comment on the Facebook, send us Facebook messages, we'll go from there. But I feel like that's a pretty solid plan.
That's a good one.
To have some good fun and show delightful. The other members of Fearless just what we can do. So please,
AON has the power.
Yeah, plan on that. That'd be a great time. I will pass along this idea to the other members, and we'll see where that goes. So
I love it.
Cool. Anything else we have to plug before we go?
Oh my God, you guys, buckle the fuck up.
Woo,
I'm busy.
Spring break.
So this Friday, which happens to be St. Patrick's Day, I scheduled myself on St. Patrick's Day because I'm stupid. But I will be doing PowerPoint karaoke at Fantasy Flight
Games. PPK!
The opening act, I believe, is Reverend Matt Cassidy.
It is,
in fact.
I'm super excited about that.
Can't go wrong there.
So that is this Friday, March 17th. I have 6:30, but I think that's my call time. Is it 7 or 7:30?
Show up at 7. I believe it's doors 7, show
7:30.
Doors 7,
show 7:30. Yep. On the Saturday the 18th at 4 p.m. at Phoenix Theater, you can see Official Ostrich Committee with Jessa. It is their first performance of the season, so it's very exciting there. And then Friday the 24th, Vilification Tennis the Musical.
Yay!
Oh my God.
That was one of my favorite
been working
for
on
quitting
this,
Bill.
And it is going
so
to
fun,
be amazing.
I will be there so hard.
Oh. Okay, so yeah, that's 10 p.m. Bryant Lake Bowl, March 24th.
Yeah.
And then March 26th at 7 p.m. is the Encyclopedia Show.
Yay!
At Kieran's Downtown.
Nice.
And I believe the theme is prairie. I should verify that before I write something.
They can always check out the event.
Yeah. So yeah, and then I was going to lead in a Die Laughing, but I feel like we may have mentioned that already. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's my next couple weeks, bitches.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Anything
Salsa?
Else?
Anything for you?
Pie Day was today. If you didn't eat pie, fuck you.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
that was aggressive. Cool.
I have nothing. I mean, the only other thing I have coming up is Die Laughing.
Yeah,
like, that's.
Yeah, I don't know that I.
I think that's consuming a lot of our lives at this point in time.
Oh yeah,
I don't think I have anything before Die Laughing except for
what
Double Blind Improv this Thursday, which will be a day from now as you hear this. That will be this Thursday, March 16th. At Honey in Minneapolis, same place we just did Double Blind. This is one of those rare and awesome weeks where Fearless has a show goddamn every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we did Fearless Lab at Honey. We will be doing Double Blind at Honey on Thursday. And then we got PowerPoint Karaoke at the Fantasy Flight Game Center on Friday.
What?
It's going to be so fucking fun. Fearless Lab, Double Blind on Thursday. We'll have myself, Nick Glover, Aaron Kennedy, Jay Kistler. There's two more that I can't remember off the top of my head. It's gonna be fucking rad.
Duck.
Duck is gonna be there,
and Nathan
Rouse? Something whose name I can't remember.
Yes.
Yeah, it's gonna be fucking rad.
They
always are. So if you had the chance to come out and see Lab, hooray! Thank you. And you want more comedy? We got a way to fill you, Bailey. If you missed Lab and you wanted to go, I don't suck, I can still see cool live shows.
Nope.
Well, you got two more chances. Come see Double Blind on Thursday or come see PowerPoint Karaoke featuring
Yay.
The amazing stylings of the Reverend Matt's Monster Science as the open. And
Nathan Kelly Rose.
There you go.
Yeah,
you.
That guy.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So, yeah, come do that. And otherwise, I think, finally, I hope.
We should eat the fucking pie.
Yay, bye.
You know what, for just this week?
Yeah, for this week, yeah. For today.
Eat the fucking pie.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter, at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Levels. This is me talking into a microphone.
This is me talking into a different microphone.
I get a microphone, too.
No, you don't.
Aww. None for you.